We'll talk about this tomorrow. We have our first cookbook online. It was done by Parasite. It's really simple and small, but it has a good description, and you can always read it out for your friends. So you are cuckoophile or whatever. Cuisinophile, maybe in France. Now we have the Bitrush FTP server. This was necessary for the releases. Zackless Reconquista, I have a slide about this. Then the Gopher Tutorials project. Then the Bitrush Foster Nation meeting. It will be interesting in Bitrush fun because of the .g, the big G spot. Now we have to go for Kirk service, so maybe some people are here through this, I don't know. And this is what we say, the day of the GR Parasite, I will talk about it. SAC is now at version 1.0, so it's done. Cheers for Quentin, woo! Then we had a GDPR party, because it's a good law, it's not a bad law, it's a good law. And we have now the game hall. So here about statistics for the global lawn. We now have 129 links indexed, up from 30. Some categories are new, and there is the plan to have a good search for it. So everyone's welcome to input whatever you find on Gopher. Give it to me, I will edit, even or send a patch. The source is open. So here's Anna. I will talk more about her in IRC info. She's greeting you. Just wave back for her. She's waving. Joshua is waving. So now we have a flock system. Yeah, thank you, Parasite. She's waving back. We have a flock system. It's like vlog. You always see it when there's a new news in the IRC channel. And there are three articles on my vlog which describe how to use the vlog. You see it on the news in the front page. And there are scripts for the uses of Bitrush in the BR bin where you have all the other scripts. Then the Gopher Onion initiative. It's a thing, I already wrote some article about it. We need more services on Tor because this is the future. We'll get encryption, anonymization, and we control the metadata. I had some days ago, I had an interview with some guy in Germany. Where he was, we were always talking about why we need Gopher, and this is one big reason, because we control all the metadata. So this is what you see. So start your hidden service today on the Gopher hole I posted on the top. You can see how to easily convert your Gopher hole into a Tor hidden service. And of course, don't forget to send it to me, so I include it into the Gopher lawn. So the Bitrush Armament meeting, yeah, ARM is now ARM, which means poor in German. we had fun. So now Gopher project. Cameron Kaiser was the further maintainer of this domain, so he gave it to me because it was just directing to floodgap.com, which is more historical. But now if you go to gopherproject.org, it's more like a direct, like an entry to Gopher, to the Gopher space, so you see everything, you go to places, know how to open your own. I want to extend it a bit, but that's what I talk to about tomorrow. So this is for the cookbook. You see the small cat below? We will cook it if you don't join us and follow us and learn the way of Weber cooking, because it's the only way of cooking. Ask Evil Bob. Evil Bob is contributing much there. And we're working on a second cookbook, but this time it's a community cookbook. Send your stuff to Parasite. It's like the GPL we want to make it, so it grows. So the last one was simplicity, and now it's big. Volume 2, we are waiting for it. Every input is welcome. Bitrush FTP, well, that's clear, because the stuff on Stagit, and most package system don't support Gopher, and HTTP is ugly. Well, we still use it for radio streaming, but maybe this changed next year, and this is for static release serving, so people are it's easy for packaging. Now the Zackless Reconquista, why did it happen? Because Zackless wasn't Zackless again. Look, they used systemd on their own server. This is a secret, everyone knows it now. And thanks to Evil Bob, he is a good hero here. He migrated Zackless.org to OpenBSD, and it's now system free again. And it's serving Stagit because Seachit had a big security hole last days. where you could read out the whole file system. This was not very good, so we used this chance to remove everything, and we already had some fun on the mailing list of people needing the cheat sheet for reviews on the resume. Read it up. It was really funny how people use Suckless. And the thing is here that we want to move it all to Gopher, because Gopher is the future. Everyone knows that, at least the people listening, but you're all into our ideology. The question is if this mailing list should stay, because there's a bit of differentiation to what's happening on IRC and what's on the mailing list, but this is a discussion still happening. And things will come, and we have peace in our time, finally. No fight with Suckless. We won. I didn't say that. Now they go for tutorials. This is a bit work in progress. It should be, it's my idea of having a center for like how you go into Gopher, how you use Suck, how you use Click, or maybe some introduction how to set up your Gopher server, or what are we used to, what are standards. This is what it should be, so everyone can contribute. There's already some bare bone of what ideas I have, what could be added. But there's not my contribution. If anyone is doing something for Gopher, write it down. Just a simple text file and send it in. We will correct it or edit, because it's not like I do everything again on Gopher. But if you're new to something, just write it down. It's just writing a text file. No real formatting. I will change the formatting. Just add text. So there's a Bitrush kiosk. So some people said there's an excuse, I don't have a client on my Mac OS X. Why are you using Mac OS X? That's the first question, but the second is there's no excuse now. Just use SSH, SSH, and you will have access to GopherSpace. No excuses anymore. This is a movement. No excuses to not lose GopherSpace. Of course, there are proxies. I mean, just wait for your browser to redirect you. But some people are impatient. It's the web. Foster Nation, we had fun. We met and we had something in the sun. So, day of the GR Parasite. That's what's coming up. I hope everyone has played it. It's the first Bitrush adventure over Gopher, completely over Gopher. And Act 1 came out. You learn how to survive under hipsters in Brussels at Fostum. And it's all based on real stories. Well, we always exaggerate a bit, but. You will get it that it was real. Jean-Claude Juncker didn't appear, but we needed it for the extensions. There are already two extensions out, and they are all free. You automatically download them over Gopher when you connect. So it's automatically in your account, in your Day of the GR Parasite, and it's all for free. We contributed it. Of course, you will get the source, but first after you finished it. Because otherwise you would know how to go through the game. It would be too easy. And we're working on Act 2. Because it all depends on real stories, we of course first have to live the real stories. It's not that easy. We will first have to live life. So, new projects. This list is really long. So, Dossier is a project made by Selene for managing collections. Look at it. It's really nice how she manages it. Then there's TTTML by Joshua. For formatting text nicely, then plot. It's plot written wrong, like in French. plot, yeah, I'm corrected. Simple plotting tool for text output. Maybe we'll see some more about this for statistics, because at the end I will show the statistics of the conference. IO menu, it's a D menu for the terminal by Joshua. PLS tree, it's a PS tree on Ecstasy. Yes, that's my description at least. then ICS2XT, it's easy, it converts iCalendar files to text. So it's all simple tools, but they're done. So it just that's the thing we talk about Bitrush. You do something and it does it right. Then Fopfeld to take TXT, it's like JP2A. I will talk. You will see this when I talk about point tools. Because there we need, of course, text to image to text. Then DDAP by Stateless, it's a data deduplication program. Drist, it's a remote deployment made simple. It's really easy, like if you know Angular or whatever. This is really simple because it's just writing scripts. Scripts and a logic directory is a host, and then a script is run. Nothing else. There's no hidden JSON description or whatever. Then it's Nodes by Selene. It does Nodes. Yes. cat point by me, yes. And point two is that's what we I will talk about and show you how to make these nice presentations I'm showing you today. Geomedi, our daemon, written in C for Gopher, and there were many fixes and releases. Now we now have nearly 100% of TCP/IP speed because of some good fixes by Quentin and Evil Bot. And now the current release is for reminder, so people don't report bugs about old versions. 0.32.2. I'm planning to go up to 0.99, like Firefox does without the 0. But they should add it. Now it's Zach. Cheerings again for Quentin for the good development. We have version 1.0 and it works. There's still some bugs. Actually, I was talking with Joshua how to fix something. It has excellent plumber support, like he likes to plumber some women. Download it, use it, it's good. So there's Click. Click is from Solène. Solène, she likes to lisp. No, she likes lisp. She doesn't lisp. You will hear her. She has a really nice clear voice. And we have version 1 now. It was released some days ago. It has excellent search support. And you can use it on the kiosk too. You can use Suck on and Click on the kiosk. Very good. So we have new repositories. This is just for organization. We have the Bitrush Council one, where you see all the files and decisions of the council. So we are transparent there. Then you have the Bitrush documents. It's for managing chronicles and the manifesto. So we see changes, because I will show you one change we had in the manifesto. And of course for Anna. So you see how she works, but not her secrets. Her secrets are secret. See, the for the TDVR party, of course, look for the Bitrush fun. It will be long. Game hold is the same. Now, for manifesto changes, we had one big change. It was to add main pages as a requirement, because we found out that the Java doc or whatever, it all requires the same, like we want to hide with Makefiles, that you need to know internal knowledge on how to access the documentation. But if you force them to be able to use a man page, it's easy. Just man something. And because documentation, just the source code is not enough, sometimes you need examples. Because every source code is different. You can read it here. Strange clients are needed. And look at the ugly GNU info pages. They ruin much documentation. I mean, they should have let it in a man page. Now, council changes. Actually, most of it is known. Parasite is a member. Actually became it last year in February. Joshua is a member. Turn it around. Wait. Yeah, turn it around. First Solène, then Joshua, then Parasite. Welcome all of them. Welcome all of them. Yeah, everyone, welcome.
Yeah,
welcome. So Evil Bob is now a council member. He decides much, so be careful. And we had to remove Brain 1 because of personality problems. Questions? Anyone has questions? Yeah, cheers, more cheers for everyone. They did good work. Parasite did good work. You see the cookbook. Solène is doing really good work. Of course, everyone may have many contributions. Even if it's chats on the IRC channel sending some Gunter videos. No audio over here, but we'll try to follow as much as possible. Ah, Catalos. Thanks for listening. So we are going for the Bitrush IRC infrastructure. I'm a bit fast, I see. I'm really fast. Well, but it gives us more breaks to talk about. So if anyone has a question, I mean, it's even about some previous talk. We're here, so we can answer. So our IRC infrastructure, see Anna, it grew a bit. It's where everything started. It's just the Bitrush channel. But due to the growth, I wanted to introduce a more diverse. Don't go too fast, it would have. I have to talk sooner. No, I will leave this. I will leave a bit of the channel, so we make a break until 9:45, I think. What? I will see infrastructure. So read alert is on 10:30. Then we can talk a bit longer about it. Yes, we make that 9:45. Then we are back again.